The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and Han Show.
And Ron.
Welcome to another episode of the Dame and Han Show.
Starring Dave
and Han. Sorry, I'm pointing. I don't know why. It's just a habit.
A bad habit.
A babbit.
Why do we do this? Like, no, really, why do we do this podcast?
Episode E32.
It's not episode E32. It's episode 32, which could be
Well, this
shortened.
Is the E version of the episode.
It's like we're on E. Like, this... Why did... Like, should we... No, wait... Oh, you know what? Fuck Natalie. Is her name Natalie?
How many sentences did you go through? What?
I mean, ooh, we're not allowed to make fun of our own show. We haven't heard from her in like 6 months.
Yeah, well, we haven't released a show in like 6 weeks.
I'm just saying, like, this is so bad. Why do we even bother?
We enjoy it.
I guess at the beginning, I'm always mad.
Excuse the drink.
It's a good excuse for midweek drink, right?
Midweek drink.
I'm always so depressed at the beginning because our intro is lame. It's not funny. It's dumb. And then I think by the end I'm all rollicking and fun, tipsier than.
Let's not talk about rollicks yet.
Okay, I've got some bibble babble.
Oh, why don't you pre-start the show if you're?
I'm not pre-starting it. It's already started.
Post-start it. Pre-middle it.
Pre-meditated bibble babble. So I wrote down freezing.
Okay. It's cold out?
It's very cold.
Below freezing, you might say.
It will be going below freezing U.S., like, Fahrenheit.
Well, first of all, we're in Toronto, and we've already had a couple cold spells. I call them chill spells. And we also had a ice storm.
Ice-cident.
It was an ice-cident. It actually wasn't that nice. It, like, shut down.
No, I called it an ice-cident.
It was, like, 100,000 people without power. Why did you
say nice-cident? Did you say nice-cident?
Yeah, I did.
But the joke was
ice-cident. I used nice-cident gum. There was, like, 100,000 people without power for, like, up to 5 days
Yeah,
or
that's
something.
Mental. Do you know anyone who was out that power?
Well, my parents, they yeah, I do. I know one
co-worker. No, your parents can't pay the bill. I'm talking about from the ice storm. Mm. Wasn't even ice storm, right? Like
it was like one night of ice.
Yeah, it was some precipitation that froze, and that was the ice storm. Apparently,
it like froze immediately. But yeah, it was like slush. It was a slush storm that turned to ice.
Oh, if it turned to ice, how was that immediate?
And anyway, a whole bunch of trees and power lines were.
Yeah, I guess the power lines get heavy, or like the lines themselves are heavy with ice,
also
or
trees
fall. Knock.
Yeah, trees fall on the lines and break them.
Now, but your parents live in Markham, as you claim, right?
Richmond Hill,
same thing.
Woo.
I used to live in Thornhill.
Woo.
And our subdivision was like built in the 80s or 70s, right?
Yeah, that's a real
which was new.
Yeah.
So everything was... There was no above-ground wires. Everything was underground.
Well, my parents...
These aren't the giant power lines, like... Because those
know.
Are really high. Those are above trees, right?
Okay, well, the thing is, with my parents, they only lost power for 8 hours or
oh,
so.
Oh, boo-hoo.
So...
No, those are his parents' names. Boo and who?
Boo and who, yeah. Boo and who?
Who? Who's your mom?
Yes.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said. On the show.
They lost power for a few hours, but...
did they find it at the end?
Went for between 3 and 5 days.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah, they essentially... That's like throwing out freezer food time.
Yeah, who cares about the freezer? Like, that's a big... Well, here's one thing I don't understand. Apparently the city ran out of money, of these food coupons. For, like, you know what I'm talking about? There was only a limited amount.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh. Well, then let's move on.
Okay.
I wrote one other bibble babble
thing. Were
you
affected by the power outage? No. People downtown weren't generally too affected.
No, Scarborough.
Scarborough, yeah.
Now that we've said a bunch of local areas that no one knows or cares about is listening.
Woo!
No, my other thing is stupid.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start
really? You're
the show.
Skipping it?
What?
Why don't you just talk about it?
No, it could be under Skeptical Blather.
Okay.
Let's just put it there.
How about
it's too heavy for Bibble Babble.
Let's do our new heavy hitter. The
our
top
heavy,
lifts.
What?
What? Top, not top lists. Top lists. They're not top
how
lists.
How about topless top lists?
This year, what? This year? It's 2014.
It's called Top 3, by the way.
Top 3. Okay,
top 3. Isn't that what we've been doing?
We'll call it Top 3.
Okay,
our
so
top 3 list this
Han's
time.
Han's suggestion for our top 3 for this episode is the top 3 most popular 2014 resolution. Not the top 2014
New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
Not just general resolutions. I don't want your run-of-the-mill resolution.
Especially
on the
not
spot
mid-year resolutions.
Yeah. No, these are New Year's Day or Eve resolutions. So who goes first? I'll go first, and then you read one. You want to finish it with you or with me?
It's up to you. You thought we shouldn't alternate. We should just read them all.
Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Number one.
Number one. Watch more PBS. And by PBS, I mean preteen bisexual strippers.
Okay. I was waiting for the line to hit. My number one is only one selfie per bathroom trip.
Okay. My number two, not my number two, the, like, we look through the list.
We don't want to hear about your number two.
Let's not go there again. Like, these are, we saw the list the most popular. We're just telling you, they're not our own. How would it be our own most popular?
No, we did a survey.
Yes.
Around the globe.
Yes, all around it. My number two item, list item, is lose weight through excessive vigorous misuse of a pumice stone. Pumice stone?
You can't even pronounce your own resolution?
I said pumice, but I think maybe it's pumice. How
okay,
you?
So the vigorous pumice stoning.
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 Stone scrubbing.
Stone scrubbing. Yes.
Excessive, too.
Excessive. That's similar to mine. My number two was limit porn to Google image results.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Not easy.
Not easy. But you do it anyways.
Google knows too much about me.
And my third one is two words, more yams.
That's funny. My number three is...
There's another way to say if it's funny. You could actually laugh, but go on.
I found it. Vaguely funny. My number three was no more crack.
So we had a more and a no more.
No, yeah. Well,
and
that's
is that,
all right.
Is that the one that originally you were thinking of this topic?
No, I just made those up. My original example was try to catch more side boob. But
no, but I thought you had an idea about crack. No?
No, no, I didn't. That came to me later.
Well, Han, since you have cards in your hand, I'm going to ask you if you're psychic.
You know
I'm going first because I'm going to show you the new way to see if we're psychic.
Okay. What's the psychic challenge?
So game? I'm going to describe it to our listener. No plural. I have four playing cards in my hand. Bicycle rider back. Red back, if that means anything to anybody.
Gross.
They are the eights.
Racist.
And all four of the suits are there. I'm going to mix them up. And I'm going to place them in a row between us.
Ageist.
So there's one closest to you, one closest to me, and one second closest to me, one second closest to you.
Right, okay. So they're in the line
so
between
us. So one of them is the heart.
Right.
So using your psychic powers, can you tell me...
This one's the heart.
So the one closest to you, again, you're pointing to our radio
I'm
show.
I'm the lazy guy, so
okay.
Closest to me is a heart.
So that's the heart. You've psychically felt that? Or you could see it?
I don't want to say I felt it. Let's just say I
okay, so I'm
going to
turn
it.
Over the one closest to me.
Okay.
And we see it as a diamond. So
okay.
Far, you may be psychic. The one second closest to you is a spade. You may be psychic. And now we'll reveal the one that you said is the heart. It's the heart! Okay. Interesting. Let's repeat this.
That's the entire game?
If you get it two more times.
Oh, gosh.
What are you talking about? If you get it, you are psychic. We're applying for the Randy Million.
I would just take the regular mail.
Okay, yeah. Just tell us which one you think is psychically believe is the heart. We're doing it again.
This one. Third away from me.
Okay, so the closest to you one is the diamond.
Okay.
The closest to me is the heart. You're not psychic.
Okay, well.
You're just lucky.
I'm a fraud.
A fraud?
All right, David, let's just make it very quick, very easy. I have four cards here, all four suits. I'm going to put them in a line. I want you to tell me.
I can almost see most of them there.
Wait, I don't want to see them.
I like how you lit them up, too, from below.
just point out which... What's this first one closest to you?
The first one is the club.
Okay, let's see that. No, it's not.
I'm not psychic. This week...
My version was not that fun.
Of course not.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's start the show. No,
Dave, what? What's our theme song?
Han, Han, Han.
Dave.
To mental cases.
Wow.
You know, 2014, after that, I think it's a time for a joke.
A time to joke, yes. Please joke.
Did you hear about the man who cooled down to absolute zero?
He broke a smile.
I'll start over again. Did you hear about the man who cooled down to absolute zero?
No.
Don't worry, he's doing 0K.
As an okay?
Yeah, I think...
That's terrible.
You can get it from that.
That's also kind of nerdy.
Actually, I looked for nerdy jokes.
That is nerdy.
We have like a nerdy theme to this whole show?
Should we do our
fan favorite?
Top favorite? Yep, fan favorite. I can't even speak.
Yes.
A little segment we like to call
Fakey Five.
Fakey Five, where we read five tidbits,
fakies.
Five news bits, five facts,
items.
Five items. And one of them will be made up, will be slightly askew, will be not quite
slightly
true.
Slightly askew?
Yeah. Will be just askew. Let's say askew. Yeah, no? That's not how it's pronounced? Should we do yours or mine first? I'll do mine first, since you just did the joke. Dave?
At least you called it a joke there.
These are five English words that are kind of not in the popular vernacular. But
oh my god, that's mine!
And one of the... I'm going to read out the definition. So I'm going to read out a word and then the definition. And one of the definitions
is... Are we playing Balderdash right now?
Made up. Yes. Number one. Seminole. Which is a word you may know. And it's the definition I have here is of or relating to or denoting semen.
Okay.
Number two, clochard. And that's spelled C-L-O-C-H-A-R-D. Which can mean vagrant or tramp. Number three is taradiddle. Taradiddle, a fib or pretentious nonsense. Number four is cordwainer, which could mean a well or spring. And number five
Why did you rush through that one? Suspicious. Go on.
Number five is squinch, which means to squint or make more compact.
Okay, there is something called seminal fluid, which is fluid related to semen. So number one is correct. It's not fake.
Okay, number two.
What was the last one again?
Squinch. S-Q-U-I-N-C-H.
Meaning?
Squint or make more compact. As in, squinched.
See, that
the
seems
garbage.
That's weird because, like, you squish. So it's like a word that sounds like squint and squish. It has a meaning of squint or squish.
Yes.
But I can't see you making that up. Did you just make up the fake?
Well, that's good. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so like you didn't take it from another word on the same list you were looking at.
Well, no.
Okay, that's what I meant. Like, okay. Say the four words again.
Clochard.
Yeah.
Taradiddle.
Yeah.
Cordwainer. And squinch. Cordwainer is Cordwainer.
Interesting. You volunteered to spell that when I didn't ask. What does
that
mean?
That was the one
mean?
I didn't spell.
What does that mean? Why would you
I spelled the other ones.
Is that the fake one? You're trying to, like, disguise it by offering unnecessarily to spell it?
Hmm.
This is a tough one. I feel like I have the power to figure it out, though. Okay, let's do it with squinch. Squinch. Okay, so what is the top? What's the name of this list? These are what?
Just words and definitions, and one of the definitions is made up.
So it's not like new words added, or like
they're not. Some of the words are old. Some of them could be relative. I didn't check how old the words are.
Okay, squinch is a toughie.
The words aren't made up. Like, it's, you will find them in a dictionary. It's just the definitions that are...
Oh, so all the words... Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
But it could refer to something, obviously, something very different.
I immediately thought it was number two. What's the definition of number two?
Clochard. Vagrant. That's not the definition. Or tramp.
Vagrant or tramp. You're both, really, but... Okay, what are we going to do with number five? That's the problem here. A word that sounds like two words or the meaning of two words. That never happens. Like, it's not like... like fart tart, which is like passing gas or a delicious toaster pastry. That doesn't exist ever in English. But if that was... So it seems so obvious it's number five, but... We try to, like, be tricky. We don't want to have a super obvious one that it turns out to be, unless it's a good strategy for next week.
I'm impressed you knew about Seminole.
God. Anything about semen, I am really...
You're right.
It has two meanings, too. It's like, it has a non-jizzy version. okay. Like, I so want to go with squinch. It's either... I'm saying it's either the last one or the second one. Tramp or vagrant. The problem with that, it might take too long on this. For tramp or vagrant, I think if you were going to make up a fake answer for what that word was, it wouldn't be something like that. So maybe it has to be true.
So you're trying to psychoanalyze this as opposed to trying to figure out the etymology of the words.
That also seemed French, too. Okay. How am I going to do knowingly not say it's number five?
You do realize if you get this right, I give you nothing.
How am I not going to go with number five?
This will be our new show, the Fakey Five
okay,
show.
Okay, I have to go with number five.
It was number four, the Cordwainer. That actually means shoemaker.
Number five is an actual word.
Yes. Go look it up at post-show.
Squinch.
Squinch.
Meaning?
To squint or make more compact. Yes, they have two words. The English language is messed up that way.
Well, like Seminole.
Yeah. What's your fakie five?
Squint is to squint.
You're making this segment even longer than it needs to be.
Squinch my fucking ass. Well, that cord buddy, whatever before,
it was cord buddy.
I was so unlikely I was going to pick that anyway, so I was screwed no matter what. At least I had my semen. Okay, so as you know, the one I really wanted to do was... weirdest murder weapons, but that turned out to be terrible. Because who would ever think about using what was the second one? Whatever.
All I remember is the leg one.
Okay.
Oh, it's corkscrew.
Yeah, corkscrew is a murder weapon. What? Should we add more what to the show?
That would be a painful way to die, corkscrew.
Or for some seminal fluid.
What?
Okay, so the rule is I'm only the one. Okay, so. Lamed out, and I said, Fakey Five, the most watched TV show finales in the U.S. Four of these five are among the top five, and one is somewhere below the top tenth.
Terrible.
And I've listed them alphabetically.
Smart.
Number one, Cheers. Number two, Dallas. Number three, Friends. Number four, Magnum P.I. Number five, Seinfeld.
Magnum P.I.
It was Dallas.
What? How is Dallas? I thought everyone wanted to know who shot JR.
But that wasn't the finale.
Oh.
That was a season ender and then a season starter.
Oh.
What do they call those? Cliffhanger and premiere.
Cliff was on finale Cheers, and premiere? So that doesn't make sense.
Cliff was on Cheers? What?
Cliff Clavin?
Was on Cheers, yeah.
You said Cliffhanger.
Oh, Cliffhanger? Oh, that was terrible. That was so bad. That was your worst.
It was bad
joke.
Because I had to explain it.
You've had the best. You've made the funniest thing.
Let me ask a question. Was MASH number one?
Yes.
Okay.
But so I didn't do that. That's an obvious one. I'm not wasting a five on that. Cheers number two, I think. Friends number three. Seinfeld number four. Magnum P.I. number five. Dallas was number 12.
I don't
or so.
Remember Magnum P.I.'s. How did it end? It was all
with the
a
mustache.
Dream.
No, the mustache escaped.
It was a dream.
And took over
and
an island.
Higgins is actually Magnum P.I.
Yes. New word or phrase.
Okay. I do have one.
Okay. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I was harping on how I had another word repeated.
Okay.
So a word I've said earlier is now going to come into play here.
Is it harp?
But by doing it in reverse order... I haven't diminished the humor value because I thought I was doing the top three at last. So we've solved that problem I was facing earlier. For those of you who are still awake, don't listen to anything I just said. Ready?
What is it?
Okay. My new word phrase is Smiles McNally.
Uh-huh.
Which has an actual meaning earlier in my life. When I went to university at Waterloo, you went to Waterloo, right? We would go to the strip club.
I never went, but okay.
There was one north of the, not too far north, near Waterloo Inn.
Mm.
Anyways, went to this strip club.
Okay.
And there was some nice strippers there, but there was one attractive?
Okay.
Yeah. One that was very attractive, but she never smiled.
Right.
She was like a sad stripper. She was just going through the motions.
Sexy motions.
The sexy motions. The sexy thrusting, twirling Jarring. Motions. So I just referred to her once as like Smiles McNally because it was one of those opposite things. She would never smile.
And she wasn't a McNally.
She could have been a McNally.
Oh.
And so that's what you call a sad stripper. Smiles McNally.
Okay.
This is great because some of you who are listening now... Or the person who's listening now may one day go out to a strip club, and you can say, oh, look at Smiles McNally over there. Nice boobs, but bad attitude. Okay, you're...
Mine is... it's like a little phrase that's not nearly as entertaining a story. There's no backstory.
No boobs?
It's just an exclamation that you can say.
Shit!
Yeah, exactly like that.
Ouch!
It is Lordy Lou. So if you stub your toe or you drop a book, you can say, Lordy Lou! And that's it. And I hope it catches on.
Lordy Lou.
Becomes a Twitter hashtag.
Here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
When it's time to exclaim, you're not going to think about, okay, what phrase should I use? You're going to say the first one that comes to your head.
Well, that's why you got to practice. I'm telling you now.
So stub your toe over and over again and say Lordy Lou.
David, would you rather
get another drink?
No.
Yes.
Would you rather train? Hey. Would you rather train for at least a year to fight in a UFC style matches?
What's this? Train or trade? What'd you say?
Train. Train.
So I have to train at least a year
for at least a year, and UFC style matches against other local amateurs until you win a match. Until the year passes, whichever comes first.
Wait, is this bad? Is this a bad thing or a good thing?
Well, it depends on how you look at training for UFC.
I think it's great
for
my health. I'm excited already.
Okay.
I'm wondering where do I go for this?
But the downside is that you're going to get beat up. You have to fight with other dudes.
I'm a big, strong.
They're going to be of your same weight class.
Lithe. Is that a word? I'm like a ninja.
Okay. I think we need to go over what ninja means.
Can I make money Can
no,
I?
No, there's no money part.
No. Once I'm a superior fighting machine.
This is all at the rookie level or amateur level, I should
but
say.
But there must be little fight clubs around.
In theory, you could take this on and become a professional, I suppose.
Okay.
So, or spend a year training to be a Buddhist monk in a monastery.
Well, hold on. The year training to be a fighter is like certain hours a week. I can still work.
No, you have a trainer full time. You're not doing anything else.
What do you mean? I'm not doing that. Doesn't make
no
sense.
No other work. In both of these scenarios, it's a full time.
No one trains
position.
24 hours a day. Well, I have evenings. Watch TV.
Yeah, you can watch TV.
Does my work know what's going on?
You just have to like. You have a diet. You have a special diet.
Okay, you're asking me a year of violence or a year of peace. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can I use internet while I'm fighting?
No selfies. So I guess you take the UFC one. It seems pretty clear that you prefer that option. I thought you were more for passive. Not passive.
No, I'd go. No. As a great way to lose weight. And spice up my life.
Both of them will both. Both
no,
of them
I'm
will
not gonna lose weight
likely.
Being a monk. Are you on
yes,
crack?
You will.
I'm just gonna eat less.
You're gonna eat less.
I'm gonna be
meditate.
Sitting around a lot.
You're gonna sit around a lot.
Okay.
You may attain enlightenment. Enlightenment.
I'm going with the MVA.
Okay.
Much music good. Video words.
Good luck.
Thank you. When does it start?
March tomorrow.
No, I can't. We have meeting on Friday.
That's silly.
Han.
Yes.
Would you rather...
No.
I think that's pretty much what you're going to say. Due to some horrible medical reaction to some medication you took... I don't know why you have a choice, though. Would you rather have double-sized hands... So your hands... Are double
twice.
The size.
Twice as long and twice as wide?
Yeah, so it's like four times the volume or something, or more.
Four times the volume?
I mean, the length is double, the thickness, the width, everything is double.
Okay, but do I still have the same, like, accuracy and power with them? Or are they, like, super strong?
No, they're just picture someone with huge hands. There probably is someone in the world who has double-sized your hands.
Okay.
Like, the world's tallest man, I remember, at the in Niagara Falls, has gigantic hands, so they're possible.
Okay.
Or quadruple-sized feet.
So they're four times
yes.
long and wide,
yes.
and I guess 16 times the volume.
Yep.
Holy cow. That's mean.
And I don't know how this situation arose. But you have to...
Well, I feel like it has to be the feet. Because the hands is like that... Now I can't
like
put
bra.
On clothes. I can't put on clothes. Or it's a real... It's a huge ordeal.
Well, don't you think you
gloves are an ordeal. Using my computer, my phone...
Okay, but don't you think that'd be
interfaces
a...
Interfaces around the world are an ordeal.
No, would you adapt? Like, what do you mean? Maybe you could put in your clothes better and stuff. Like, why are you... Anyways, you pick feet. There's no going back on would you rather.
Would you rather? The thing with the feet, my first thought was bicycling. Like, it's going to be such a pain cycling my bike. But no, I could just get special pedals.
Yeah.
I guess people would call me a clown because I have a huge clown.
And then kickboxing?
Krusty the clown feet, but whatever.
Okay, this is a segment now...
What?
...that I call... Han entertains you for 90 seconds.
Oh, I see. You're going to get a drink. Well,
AKA,
I could.
I'm
going to
go get a drink.
Yes. Such is the perils of live podcasting. Well, I'm going to talk about my nerd alert because I know that you have no interest in this, but I have great interest, so I'm going to nerd out for 90 seconds or whatever. I've started playing. Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, it's a video game for PC currently, but I'm sure it will come out to other formats. Released by Blizzard, the people behind World of Warcraft and all the whole Warcraft franchise. It's a card game, much like Magic the Gathering.
Nerd alert!
Or, I guess even better, the WoW trading card game.
Wow.
It's currently in its beta, so you can, but it's pretty easy to get a key. I really like it because
I'm back.
Yes, well, I'm talking about Hearthstone. It has really great graphics. The animations are great.
It's, hold on. It's a card game, but there's animations.
Yes.
Is there a physical card equivalent?
No. The cards in the game look like real cards, though. There's a lot of 3D animation and drawing and whatever, whatnot. So the game looks great. So it feels
like
a real fun Magic card game.
I just recently,
but not Magic the Gathering card game.
I just recently... We have some nerds at work who... gather the magic, and I recently saw for the first time ever a game going on. So they have a deck, and then they're picking cards and they're playing cards or choosing what to play, whatever. Is that the same type of mechanics?
More or less. I mean, it's a game where you have cards, you have a deck of cards that you
built. But your turn is always selecting what to play, right?
Yes. It's like any card game.
It's not like hand-eye coordination or anything, right?
No, there's no, I'm going to miss.
It's an online version of
a card game.
The only
thing is that it's your turns, I think, are 30 seconds or 40 seconds. I don't know. It's not long. So you only have a limited amount of time.
It's the same amount of time a heart would take to turn into a stone if Medusa sees you. That's why it's called Hearthstone.
And you're supposed to look at Medusa because her horrible visage causes you to... pretty good.
You don't want to look at Medusa.
Well, but she's topless.
Usually she is, actually.
But she has snakes for hair.
If you look just at her boobs, are you okay?
If you avert your gaze and just stare at her chest, are you okay? Yeah, I guess you would be.
I don't think the gays are looking at her chest, but whatever.
It's also really good because, you have to play against other people online.
Are you allowed to use deodorant when you play this game?
The good thing is that you can't type, so there's not a lot of abuse like in other games. There's no chat where people are going,
suck a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
I was doing a typing gesture when I said that.
I saw that.
Giving Han instructions or anything.
In terms of playing other people, it's like very comfortable. Most of the games usually last only between 10 and 20 minutes, so it's very easy to just, I'll just play, half an hour of games.
I just wanted to say, though, if Han does want to suck a dick, I'm not just... Not mine, but I mean, if he wants to suck one, that's fine. It's okay with me. I'm not... What goes on in his life...
And that's my nerd alert.
Okay, so you're playing this game on the PC. It's a PC game.
Currently PC. It'll probably come out to other formats.
It's a beta.
So it's currently a beta. It's
so
free.
When it's released, is it going to cost money?
Okay, so it has an interesting structure. You can play as much as you want for free.
Just can't enjoy it.
But you're only given the base deck of cards. You can't...
He said deck, by the way.
You can buy booster... So it has, a huge catalog of cards. And every day there are quests by beating certain players or reaching certain challenges. You can unlock points, and those points give you... You can buy more decks with, or you can actually pay cash to buy those decks. There's also another arena version where it's like you build a deck given a bunch of random cards. You have to build something based on that, and then you play against other people who have that same restriction.
How long have you been playing this game?
I think about a month.
Okay. You really enjoy it.
I really enjoy it.
You're getting a lot of fun, satisfaction, and thrills out of it.
Yeah.
You have not invested 1 cent in the game, right? You've not given Blizzard 1 cent.
Well, the thing is, no.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Okay. Because I have lots of fun, the free version. There's no reason for me to pay yet. Because you can do everything you can do playing for free as you can for paying money.
Now, do you think that Blizzard likes people who don't pay them?
I don't care.
I know. That's the thing. You never, got something for free, played it, and thought, this is great. I'm going to give them some money. Have you ever done that before?
I have.
Where? What?
Oh, I can't name names, but I have played a bunch of games that way.
Is it secret? What do you mean you can't name names?
No, I just can't remember them offhand. A lot of Steam games, I do that.
Don't you have to buy Steam games?
I will have already played it, and... No, you don't have to. You can play the demo and say, oh, I want to play this, and pay.
Oh, that's a little different, though. The demo ends, and you can't keep playing or anything.
Well, this is like the demo. When the beta's over, it's going to switch. You lose everything, and you start over.
But that's still going to be free.
I Well, that's yet to be released. I have no idea what's going to happen after the beta.
Okay, I'll give you that. It's still the beta. So,
and everything you buy now is just going to disappear. So I guess you could pay if you just want to make, you know, give yourself more options while you're playing on the free version. You disapprove.
No, I just gave you points, karma points, because it was beta. And everything you would buy would go away anyways. Nerd alert. You done?
Yes, I am done. I did say I was done. And I'm done.
I have two nerd alerts.
Oh, that's a double alert.
Number one, the game I'm playing is Tomb Raider.
You like to raid the tombs.
Now, let's talk about Tomb Raider for a moment. Let's get all nerdy. When Tomb Raider came out originally...
The very original Tomb Raider.
Back, like, many years before I was born.
Okay, wait. Let's try to think of what year. It was 96?
I don't know. It was...
No. Sorry. Yeah, like 96, 97.
I didn't like it because it was...
A woman.
It was a lot of acrobatic things and a lot of combos, and you had to, like, time jumps. You know what I mean?
Mostly jumping puzzles, yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't like freedom... It wasn't like a 3D-ish game of mouse and keyboard. And I don't really like those types of games where you have to climb all the way up, do a running thing on a vine, and then if you miss, you gotta, like, reload or whatever. Like, that ain't for me. So... All the Tomb Raiders since then, there's been like 300 of them, have like looked like the same type of thing, including this one from 2013. So I didn't get it.
Which is just called Tomb Raider.
It's like a reboot.
And she wears two big boots.
Reboob. But then someone at the game store, one of our listeners, or our listener,
sure,
said that it's a really good game. So on Steam, it was on super sale over the holidays, like 80% off.
I missed that.
So I got it.
Uh-huh.
And the game rocks.
But you don't like jumping puzzles. What's the story?
There's no time jumping puzzles.
So there's jumping things to do, but you're fine with them.
No, but they're not like acrobatic-y thing. It's just like... The puzzle's more like, how do I get up there? I see. I can climb this cliff here.
But that's very much like how Tomb Raider used to be.
I played it a bit, and it was too acrobatic, time jumps. There's no time jumps here, basically.
Okay.
But, like, let me tell you why I like it. First of all, the graphics are amazing. Like, my video card is now, like, a few years old, but this game just looks beautiful on it.
She's still a woman.
And she's perky, if you know what I mean.
She has
perky
a lot
bosom,
of...
if you like that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But you're running around town sucking dicks, so I don't know if... just to clear that up, I'm not saying that Han fellates. It was just a joke, and it may not be true anyway. So the graphics are good. Now, the one complaint I have about all... it's not a console, I got the PC version... But all games these days, or most games, is save anywhere
versus
is what I want
points.
Versus yeah. Checkpoints and whatnot. So this didn't have save anywhere, another reason I wasn't really interested. But I actually like the save system because the checkpoints are literally every 2 to 3 minutes. Like, you'll never have to ever in this game replay 5 minutes. That's like crazy. While other checkpointy games, sometimes like 20 minutes, half hour, you got to replay
right.
If things go wrong. This saves so often, so like, it just saves in position so often. Whenever you do anything like get a relic or a weapon or anything like interesting like that, or like one of those treasures unlock. No, what am I thinking of?
Achievements?
Collectibles. Any sort of collectibles, it'll save there. Then there's campfires all over the place. And if you use one, it saves then. So, basically, for the first time, a game that doesn't have save anywhere is fine with me, and I'm enjoying it. So
Hallelujah.
I hope this is a trend. I hope other games are like this, but probably not. But actually, they should all have save anywhere anyways. Like, No Save Anywhere was from when games were on cartridges. You couldn't even write, you know, you couldn't even, like, write anything to it. Or you could write, like, 1K or half a K of data. Now, and consoles couldn't really, had no files really to save. Now, consoles are computers.
Well, they used to have games where you just had the code, and, like, that code is, yeah, like, you're in a certain position with, right, that stuff.
Now, another thing I like about the game is there's, like, collectibles, right? So each map kind of has, like, hidden things, and, like, there's the GPS caches, whatever that means. There's, like,
geotagging?
Yeah, I don't know, little things you got to find. Mm-hmm. Each level has some sort of, like, challenge where you got to shoot these hidden idols and stuff. And like,
so you like the little puzzles.
You could go back to all the previous levels without the enemies anymore if you've killed them all. And then just go and try to find and do all the collectibles.
Mm.
So that's great. Like, some of them are like puzzles you have to solve to get them and stuff.
You like to walk down memory lane.
I really like games where once you clear an area, you can go back and just waltz around like you own the place.
Because you do. Because you killed everybody who used to own it.
RPGs I like is kind of rare because there's respawning and stuff.
Yes.
This doesn't have that. So it's, and there's an amazing story with, like, actually, you know, cutscenes all over the place and stuff. The one thing I don't like is there's a lot of these, no, not a lot, but there's an amount of these real-time events, whatever, the RTEs?
RTS. Real-time scene? Real-time?
I think RTE, real-time event. Okay, where you, yeah, have to, like, press E in a limited amount of time.
Right.
Like a bear will suddenly attack you, you gotta press, like, F and then E.
And then
you gotta toggle.
Yeah,
so if you don't do it in time, you die. I don't really like those, but there's not a lot. There's actually been an okay amount.
It's like yeah.
The final complaint, this is like a full video. Should I be a video game reviewer?
Yes.
The final complaint, or con, is, like, I play with mouse and keyboard.
Ew.
Which I like to do. But there's some portions of the game, so far there's been three, I think, where it's a fixed camera position, and it's a, like, you're, like, running off a bridge that's about to explode, like some sort of super hyperactive
high action
thing.
Yeah.
And you can still, like, it's not a real-time event, you're just still running. But it's a fixed camera position, so it doesn't work well with the mouse. That's where the WASD, it's designed for that. Like, you can't see which way if you're moving around, you can't really see which direction you're going easily. You can't be precise. So I don't like those, but there hasn't been that many.
Mm.
So, great game. Super impressed with it. It's one of the best games I've played in years. I really, really like it, and I recommend it.
And that was,
I forgot. The Hearthstone?
Yes.
No, that's Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider!
2013. PC version.
PC version.
Okay, that was one of my nerd alerts.
What? What's your other nerd alert?
My other nerd alert is Android keyboards.
I feel like we've touched on this topic.
No, but this is a whole giant discussion.
Okay.
Which we're going to save for next podcast.
Why?
Because I have a lot of segments left.
Okay.
It's at 45 minutes.
Okay.
But this is a little preview. So if you like Android keyboards.
I like keyboards.
Keyboards. Come back next time. Han.
Yes.
I'm now going to give you one of the best chances you've ever had to win $1 million.
You said chance, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you answer this simple question correctly, within the guidelines, I am going to give you, over the next 5 years, $1 million Canadian in cash.
Canadian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not many people get a chance like this in their life, and you should feel honored and very excited.
Mm.
Some of them have been insanely hard. But this one...
Is there the heating going on?
Is no exception. What?
Go on.
Well, there's a fan of the computer. Now, all you have to do is tell me the area of Tennessee in square kilometers, and you have a leeway of 3 kilometers.
3 kilometers.
Either direction. So it's like 7 kilometer range.
First of all, I don't know how to judge state sizes.
That's not what she said.
And then, secondly, I have no idea how large Tennessee is.
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah, well...
You know?
There's 50 states. How am I supposed to keep track of all of them? And Tennessee...
Just picture Tennessee in your head.
So, Tennessee, I assume, is 10 by 10. Otherwise, why would they call it that?
Well, you have to include the C that's in the middle.
Let's just guess. But the thing is, even if I guess, and then it still has to be within... There's no way I can get this. But let's just ballparlet. Ballparlet? That's my new word or phrase. Ballparlet. Let me show you to my ballparlet. Let's assume...
It's not going to be good for the audio. I don't want to... Didn't once...
Let's just say... jeepers. And how many kilometers?
Square kilometers. I can't believe you're putting this much thought into this.
Okay, hold on. So let's say 5 to 8. So 8.
Do you want a hint?
80 times. Let's say.
I'll give you a hint, okay?
Why? Okay.
It's over 10,000 square kilometers.
Okay.
And under 30 million square kilometers.
Very good.
Okay.
So I'll guess 80,000 square kilometers.
Not close.
Not close.
Actually, no, it is kind of, relatively. If you were to say 109,247 kilometers, square kilometers, you would have won.
109. So I was only off by like 20% or so.
A little over 20.
A little over 20%.
Actually, 30-something percent.
Considering I had no idea how large it is, I think that's an impressive guess. So
that's what she said.
That's about a $50,000 winnings.
Or he said in your case, right? What?
Okay.
Okay, so let's follow the lame segment with a second lame segment.
Do it.
Celebrity quote.
Celebrity quote.
What's it, Danny DeVito?
Golden Girls edition.
Nice.
Hot. Okay. Who said the following? Was it B. Arthur, Betty White, or Rue McClanahan? Ready?
The actor said this. Actress.
No, the woman herself.
Okay.
After being in the business for such a long time, I've done everything but rodeo and porno.
I feel like it's got to be Betty White.
Hold on. You're saying Betty White has not done porno?
I have no idea.
Okay, what's your answer?
Betty White.
Nope, it was B. Arthur.
Shigmity diggity.
Why didn't you say your new word phrase right there?
Lordy Lou.
Okay. Do you have a bookie look?
No.
Oh, for... How can you have a bookie look?
I haven't put a film on it.
Okay, do whatever the hell that just is.
Put a film on it.
Did we do that before?
Well, I've done it before. It's talk about a movie.
Oh.
But it's called Put a Film on It.
And I allowed that title? That
topic?
Yeah,
because we both talked about movies.
Okay.
I think. Anyway, my movie for Put a Film on It is...
Why do you sound like B. Arthur there?
I'm channeling Maude.
And then there's Han. Saw, and then there's Han.
I saw Tokyo Godfathers, a 2003 Japanese animated film.
Whoa, Japanese and animated? Where do I line up?
So this is like one of those...
That'll be the
like,
quote for me.
Christmas theme stories. It's a rare Christmas theme story that's actually a joy.
And Christmas theme?
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's like these three... It's like a Christmas storyline of like three people who find a baby and are trying to find.
I see where this is leading.
Yeah, there's myrrh and frankincense involved, but no, it's a good movie. I don't want to give away too much.
Frankenstein also?
Yes, both of them.
What?
Frank and Stein.
That was terrible.
Yes. Tokyo Godfathers. I highly recommend it. It's a great Christmas New Year's theme movie. From 2003, so I guess it's
animated.
10 years old, though.
Is there English subtitles?
There are, hopefully, yes, because I understood it.
What? Is there, in Japanese, was English subtitles?
I don't understand Japanese, so it was in Japanese with English subtitles. It's on Netflix.
So yes, all you have to do is say yes to that question.
On Netflix, that's how I saw it, and I think you should watch it too.
And how long is it?
I would rate it 5 out of 5 Netflix stars. How long is it? About an hour and a half?
You know, there was a headline on CNN, I think it still is today, like a big top story headline of Netflix added 23 movies. I'm not joking.
Wow, they are scraping the bottom.
That's world news.
Scraping the bottom of the feral.
Tokyo Grandfathers, is there any nudity?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, there is. Cartoon nudity.
What rating is it? Do you know what it was?
JP.
Is there swearing? Is it like a kid's movie? Sounds like a wholesome.
Here's the thing. So there's one guy who's like a cross-dresser.
Okay. A grandfather?
One of the godfathers. Not grandfather.
Godfathers. Why do I think it was grandfathers?
They are kind of old people, but they're not like they're not grandfather old, I don't think.
Okay. Is this mafia or just fathers of people who said, if I die, you can watch my kids?
But anyway, one of them's a cross-dresser, and so there's, I don't know if it's like a translation thing, but they use perhaps words that we don't normally use in our everyday language.
Like?
Like a bundle of sticks kind of word in the translation to refer
kindling.
To this cross-dresser.
Kindling.
Yeah.
Are you talking about fag? Faggot?
Yes.
Faggot or fag?
The double G one.
Faggot. So there's swearing and there's nudity for a cross-dresser.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why. Is nudity involving him?
No.
His wife.
No, there's a scene where...
Is there boobs?
There's a scene where a baby is breastfed.
By a breast?
Yes.
Okay, well, nothing says Christmas like
it's
a cross-dressing,
breastfeeding...
It's funny that you
zoomed in straight on the boobs. On my movie recommendation.
Okay.
What have
well,
you
know what they say. They can't all be gems when they talk about shows like this.
Uh-huh. Do you have another segment?
Yes. Let's go to my bookie look. I'll try to make it quick.
Quickie look.
Nope. Look. I recently read Sycamore Row by John Grisham.
He's still around.
Yeah, you know John Grisham.
He's still writing books.
Yep. He's the guy who's wrote some movies we've seen.
He used to be a lawyer or work with
The Client, A Time to Kill, and yada yada. Anyways, this book was amazing.
Sycamore Row.
It's about there's this like man in the South who hangs himself and leaves a last minute handwritten will that says, I don't want my children to get anything, and 80% of my fortune, which turns out to be over $20 million, I'm leaving to my black housekeeper. So there's
Why
a big,
do you put everything in scare quotes?
So there's a big court battle with the kids, that's his children, who want to negate this handwritten will, saying it doesn't count. So it sounds really boring as I'm describing it.
So
but
far,
it's,
yes.
It's gripping. I really like courtroom. Like I like courtroom books with a lot of courtroom stuff, and normally there's not a lot of those, right? Like James Patterson used to write some of those, but this book has so much legal courtroom stuff,
legalese,
and it's great. And it's
hijinks
and
low jinks.
It was such a good book with a great resolution, great ending resolution. I highly recommend it. A lot of recommendations tonight, eh?
So is it a historical piece?
Godfather.
When you say it's the South,
what's it called?
Tokyo Godfathers,
Sycamore Row, Hearthstone, Lara Croft, what's it called? Tomb Raider, something else I think we mentioned earlier. This is it. Like, we got your year of entertainment recommended.
Covered.
It's covered. You're good.
So wait, more point.
Okay.
So is this like this time period or?
Oh no, well it's set in the... It's a sequel, actually, to the book and movie A Time to Kill.
A Time to Kill.
Which was a racially motivated trial with Matthew McConaughey as the lead lawyer, the main character. So this is 3 years later in the same town with the same lawyer.
But not the same people, because they're already dead.
No, it's 3 years later. How's that? Are they all dead?
But you just called it A Time to Kill, so I assume someone died.
Oh, yeah. A girl. Hmm. And let's not make fun of that.
Okay, how about I do one small segment, and then you can do a segment, and then we'll close it out with a party thought.
Let's see what I have left.
I'll do my quick segment. It's very quick.
Hold on. So I have that, which doesn't matter. I have my just skeptical bother, which we'll talk about, because you'll... And then that's it, basically. Yeah. So do yours.
Do you remember that cartoon
54 minutes.
Well, it's really only a couple minutes, but remember that show where...
Is this part of the segment?
Vaguely. I can't remember the name of the show, but it's like these two guys, it's like this... They live...
Tuner and Hooch.
It's a cartoon television show.
and one isn't a dog.
There is a dog on the show, but it doesn't talk. I get, they don't solve crimes.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Nope. You don't remember it. Okay, it's like something Hill or something Manor. It's like these students... Who go to this, like, artsy school.
It's a cartoon? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, anyway.
Haunted Hill Manor.
This is by Bill Oakley, the... Oh,
what's
sorry.
The segment? What
the
is this?
The segment? Sorry. I totally skipped that. It's...
My favorite Bill.
Nope.
No.
How Tweet It Is. Let me do that again. How Tweet It Is. No? Okay, no. Anyway, it's a tweet. It's a tweet. That I like, or I have chosen to read to everybody.
When did you learn about this tweet, or read it?
It's from November 11th of 2013.
What were you wearing that day?
My James Bond socks.
You're obsessed with those cards, eh? The whole show.
They're right in front of me.
If I could name the order of those suits right now, would I be psychic?
I'll give you $1 million.
Okay. Close, on that side, what do you call that? That is the diamond.
Okay.
Followed by spade, club, heart. Diamond, spade, club, heart.
How did you figure that out?
You're lying. It's not that. Oh, my God. You can assume I cheated, but I totally can't. I just blew your mind with a trick, apparently.
Did you see it in my
reflection? No, I totally made it up.
This is my thing. Like, I'm always worried that people can see reflection in my glasses. This is why I don't play poker.
Okay. No one wants to see your face. No one wants to look near your face. Don't worry about
I'm
people
like
looking in your glasses.
I'm like a Asian Medusa. Anyway, how tweet it is.
How tweet it is.
His Twitter account is that Bill Oakley because he's a comedy writer.
Oh,
anyway,
so you got to start with that when you're a comedy writer. I get it.
Here's the tweet. Describing today to someone from 1953, colon. Every 6 seconds, all your friends send you a telegram, and a brand new Life magazine is thrown at you.
Life magazine?
How tweeted it!
Hold on. So the telegrams combined is like a Life magazine? I don't understand.
You're
I understand the telegrams, like tweets and Facebook
updates.
Yeah.
Brand new Life magazine, because it's like you sent links to like look at all these articles and things to read. It's like way more stuff than you can possibly read. It's like people posting links on Facebook, and
no,
it's like this long article.
I didn't even get that. It's too confusing.
All right.
I'm a simple-minded man.
That was a good movie. Starring Bill Hader.
No movie called A Simple-Minded Man.
What's your little segment before we...
Oh, Skeptical Blather. Let's talk about the passing... Of Smiles McNally. No. Although I doubt she's alive now. She probably had a hard life. Of Sylvia Brown.
But that was last year's news.
When did we do this last podcast? Summer of last year? So, psychic quotes around that. Sylvia Brown is dead.
At age
77.
Seven.
Who's Sylvia Brown, you ask?
Who's Sylvia Brown?
She's a witch. No, she's a...
She ate your baby, right? Is that the...
Sylvia Brown did shape my baby. Did shape my baby.
Shia LaBeouf Brown?
She is a self-proclaimed psychic.
Some people proclaim her psychic.
Who was probably one of the most popular, if not the world, or at least America's most popular psychic.
Infamously so.
She used to be on the Montel Williams show once a week, Wednesdays. And she would do readings and stuff. She had a big website, and she toured around and gave shows and made a lot of money from being psychic or a self-proclaimed psychic. Anyway,
pretending to be psychic.
One of her predictions was she would die when she was 88, and she died suddenly, I guess, at 77.
So she was only one off.
She had some famous misses. Amanda Berry, is that the...
Yeah, but what was
the kidnap woman? Well, we'll get
Pedro,
to Sean.
Pedro, what was his name?
Oh, yeah, whatever. But Amanda Berry, who she told the mother was dead, was actually one of the kidnapped victims of Ariel
Sharon.
No.
Castro.
Ariel Castro, who recently killed himself or was killed. Which one was it?
He killed himself.
In prison.
He killed himself.
Anyway,
in prison.
Psychic, quotes, Celia Brown, said that she was dead, but she wasn't. She was just held.
We apologize to Ariel Sharon lovers or likers.
He's not doing well. I think he's about to die.
Yeah, well.
His family's gathered around him.
Mm.
It would be so cool if he just woke up. He's in a coma. It would be cool if he was like, yeah, what happened? What happened? Whoa, what's this? Michael Jackson, what?
Anyway, don't get off topic. So she had that was huge suffering for the mom because the mom just gave up hope.
Wow.
Because she thought the daughter was dead when in fact she was suffering in this crazy sex dungeon. Well, I don't know if she was suffering, but I assume so.
Maybe at the beginning, we shouldn't make... But they're all alive, all right, and the bad guy's dead. So we can make a little bit of jokes?
Well, no. Let's not make any jokes. Because the point of the joke is Sylvia Brown.
And the joke's on Sylvia Brown.
The joke's
and
on Sylvia Brown.
And then there was the Sean Hornback, who was a kid who was kidnapped also, but for a much shorter time, I think.
And the police went to her? Was that it?
No. I don't know. The parents went to her, and then she said he was dead.
And it turned out he was...
And then he was just kidnapped, and they... Yeah. Right? Is that the right story?
I don't remember.
Then there was the Chilean miners. Who's the ones who died? Them? There was two miners. One were rescuing, and the ones didn't.
Yeah.
The ones who were rescued, she said they're all dead. this was on the Coast to Coast AM show with George Norrie. And then, like, during that thing, it was like, there was a news story that broke out saying that they're all alive. And she said, like, no, I meant... Was it the other way around? He said they're going to be rescued, and then they all were dead. One of those. I should do the research on this. The point is, she sucked at as a psychic.
She was a terrible psychic. She was less than chance.
No, as it were. Someone, you know, don't you know that someone...
She was actually never right, almost never right.
She was never right, officially. Like, in 104 possible cases, she was wrong for sure, like, in, like, 48 cases. And it was... undeterminable answer in the rest of the cases. Then she was like, there was no single case where she psychically was right about something.
But she had that crazy voice, the crazy hair,
crazy nails.
She
was a
mega
smoker.
She's actual crazy people.
She talked like this, yeah. Right? And
I shouldn't say crazy.
She was just taking advantage of grieving people.
She made an empire on making stuff up.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. Like she was this was her psychicism. She was like, just ask me a question.
What's the winning lottery in my numbers?
No, say, ask. Am I gonna find true love the next few years?
Am I gonna find true love?
No,
the next few
honey,
years?
No. I think in 4 years, look for a guy named Larry. Like that's all she would like. She would just make it up on the cuff. Like it was just hilarious. I loved her,
and now she's gone.
What a. A true star has been extinguished.
I see. Do you have a parting thought for
parting thought? I have a serious parting
listeners?
Thought.
Okay.
Can I do that? After?
Do you want to finish with your parting thought or mine?
No, go with mine. It's very simple.
Wait.
This is my parting thought.
Okay.
Start something new this year. A new hobby. A new money-making project. Get into a new sport. Just do something new and different. Thank you.
That's it? That's nice.
I know.
I like it.
And it's true.
It's true.
And all of you listening, or you listening, should do it. Like,
I'm going to do it.
Okay. Crochet, maybe?
No.
No. Bagel making? There's lots of choices here.
Lots of choices, but not bagel making.
Bagel eating?
Bagel eating, yes.
That's not really a big thing. That's not new. You've had bagels before, right? How did I ruin such a nice segment? Okay, your parting thought?
Oh, I'm going to read mine too? I thought we were going to finish with yours. Yours is so nice.
It.
But yours is so nice and lovely.
No, it's a parting thought.
Okay,
it's I'll a thought, my, not a debate.
I'll have my parting thought. When you have a moment, maybe now while you're listening, maybe while you wait for your order to be filled.
Like prescription drugs?
Or a burrito.
Prescription burrito?
Take a moment to realize that you are alive here to witness the grand show called humanity.
Wow, deep parting thoughts. That's it. This time,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, just take a moment to, like, I'm alive. Like, I'm a working creature.
Or, maybe or if you're unemployed, working. You're
unemployed.
A creature.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're a hungry,
creature of the
cold
earth.
Creature.
Yeah. With your little bindle.
So after you realize, well, what if they don't have a Kindle?
Bindle.
Oh, okay. After you contemplate this wonderful, is it wonderful, your message?
I'll say it's a message.
Or a deep message. Then think about what you're going to do this year. What thing? What new?
What new thing?
A new hobby, project, scheme, shyster system?
New
scam.
Pyramid scheme? Scam?
Okay. Yes. This will be one of the episodes that won't go into our CD, our best of CD.
E32.
32. Okay, for worse or worse, good night.
Good night. Woo!
Verify
furniture for you
and your mom.